plea. I surrender. I'm giving up everything. I'm giving you all of me. Lord, take my hand and walk with me, Lord. Lord, I surrender.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a blessing to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 21. Last week we stopped at verse 17, and then we'll continue from there this week. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives. We thank you for allowing us to be here another evening to go into your word. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. That your word, oh God, Almighty Lord God, will be sweeter than honey to our lips. Oh God, we'll continue to eat of your word and be filled up with you. Oh God, we pray that your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We pray that our steps will be ordered by your word, O God. We will walk in complete obedience to your will and to your way. Lord, we thank you again for your people who took the time out to hear your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, these words, O God Almighty, will find that good soil in our hearts, that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for guiding us into all truth, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, O God, that you never leave nor forsake us. So we bless and honor and give you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we're still in Matthew 21. And last week we stopped at verse 17, where Jesus left all those religious people and went out of the city to Bethany. And there he lodged there in Bethany. So we see, people of God, we are going on to verse 18 of Matthew 21. Verse 18. So the word said, now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. So we see in the morning, he lodged there in the night in Bethany. And now in the morning, Jesus returned to the city. As he was returning to the city, he was hungry. So on his way back to the city, people of God, he became hungry. Look at verse 19. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately, the fig tree withered away. Immediately, the fig tree withered away. People of God, Jesus was passing, came to that fig tree expecting to find some figs. There was none on it. Only leaves. The word said nothing on it but leaves. So it had all those leaves, people of God, but no fruit. And Jesus cursed that fig tree. He said, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered away. There's a lesson in this, people of God, that we will learn later as we continue in this chapter. Look at verse 20. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? They asked this question. So the disciples, they marveled at the miracle of the fig tree drying up immediately after Jesus spoke to it. So they asked the question, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? They could not understand what had happened. They could not understand what had happened. So Jesus now was about to teach them something about why that fig tree dried up so quickly, and how they also can use that authority that he has given them to do great wonders in the kingdom. So Jesus always makes sure every opportunity that arises, he takes it to teach. Jesus is always teaching. the master teacher. He's always teaching. So we see in verse 21 of Matthew 21, the word said, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. So people of God, we see Jesus was teaching the disciples a lesson here. Jesus answered them, said to them, truly, if you exercise your faith and not doubt, our faith must be exercised and there should be no doubt in our heart. So Jesus said, if you exercise that faith that you have and don't doubt, then you will be able to do what was done to this fig tree and even greater. That's what Jesus was really saying. You will be able to do to this fig tree what was done and even greater. So we see, people of God, Jesus was saying they can also speak to their mountains, whatever mountains. So as Jesus was teaching at the time, but if you say to this mountain, so Jesus must have been beside a mountain. Remember, he's coming from Bethany, and that's close enough to the Mount of Olives. So he's coming into Jerusalem. So he has to pass the Mount of Olives. So there was a mountain somewhere. But also, if you say to this mountain, so he saw a mountain, and if you speak to the mountain, whatever mountain they were talking about, be removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. So Jesus was saying to them, he's not only speaking to a tree to dry up, but you can speak to the mountain to be removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So we see, people of God, the disciples got a great lesson on faith as they followed Jesus. They got a great lesson on faith. So he's not just speaking to a fig tree and it dries up, but even the mountains of problems that we have, people of God, the mountains of situation that come, that challenges that come and arise in our hearts, we can speak to them. So we too have to learn to exercise our faith. Things in our lives that are non-productive, we can speak to them to dry up. And obstacles that are preventing us from reaching where Christ wants us to reach, we can speak to those obstacles and say, be removed and cast in the sea, and it shall be done. Be removed and never to return. People of God, we have to speak. Jesus said, you have to speak. If you speak, you have to speak. So we have to speak to all the situations, people of God, that are coming to hinder us. Open our mouth and speak to them. Use the authority that God has given you. We have been given, people of God, authoritative power. We have been given dunamis power. God has left his authority with us. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. So we as God's people have to know that he has given us that power to go in his name. When we go in his name, in his identity, we are operating in his power. His authority is in us. So we go forth as God's people and speak to the things in our lives that are preventing us. The weight, the sin that so easily entangle us. Speak to them. We must become tired of just living the mediocre type of life. But we want to live the higher life in Christ Jesus. So we are called, people of God, to speak to the situations that have come to challenge us. Speak and walk in righteousness and truth and holiness, bearing fruits of righteousness, bringing honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we speak to our situations, and the things that are coming to hinder us will be cast away from us, because we speak in the authority, we speak in the name of Jesus. The word of God tells us in John 15:7, abide in me and let my words abide in you. You ask what you will, and it shall be done. So we have to go forth, people of God, in the power and in the name of Jesus Christ, doing his will. Look on verse 22 of Matthew 21. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So Jesus continues to remind them, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So Jesus reminded the disciples that whatever petition they asked in prayer, believing, they will receive. So it is showing us, people of God, the importance of prayer. It's showing us, people of God, that we must walk in obedience to the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke in Luke 18:1. He said, men ought always to pray and not to give up. And many times situations come to confront us, people of God. And we didn't even stop to pray. We start panicking. We start to become anxious. But God is saying to us today, people of God, whatever things you ask in prayer, believe in. That's the operative word. Believe in. We must believe, people of God, and don't doubt. Remember, Jesus told the disciples, when you come, believe and you don't doubt in your heart. Whatever you ask, people of God, Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So we want to ask the Lord today to take out unbelief from us, to take out doubts from us, to take out anything that comes to entangle us, and that faith will arise in us. People of God, our faith will be so strong in Christ Jesus. We will exercise that faith. Even if that faith is small as a mustard seed, it can be exercised to do great wonders. People of God, any mountain of problems that come our way can be demolished by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. So, people of God, when we come in prayer to God, we must believe. Believe and you will receive. Believe and you will receive. It's the word of God that says so. The word of God is true. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. These words stand forever, children of God. So bring your petition to the Lord. The word said, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your heart and mind. People of God, we need God's peace in our lives, even during this time. We are in trying times. Anxiety and fear taking over the lives of God's people. But let us continuously go to God with our petitions. Believe in his word, and we will receive the answers we are looking for. God is a God of covenant, people of God. He will do what he says he will do. He's loving and he's trustworthy. Let us run to him. Run to our Abba Father. Cry to him. Call to him. He said, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. People of God, we must confess to God. God, I don't know much. I don't understand what's going on. But you know everything. You understand everything. Help me. Whatever thing you ask in prayer, Jesus said, believing, you will receive. And if we are looking for help, God will help us. We must believe and receive the help that he has for us. The Holy Spirit is here. He's our helper. But many times, people of God, we don't pray. When we pray, people of God, we are summoning help from heaven. And then the Holy Spirit is here. He's our standby. He's our paracletos. He walks side by side with us, people of God. Are we calling for the help who is beside us? Or are we looking elsewhere for that help? God is saying to us today, call upon the Holy Spirit. Call upon Jesus. He will help us. Look at verse 23 of Matthew 21. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? So we see, people of God, Jesus was always opposed by the religious people. He went out. People of God, the word said, He stayed away for the night, came back into Jerusalem, and there they were again. The chief priests and the elders of the people confronted Jesus again as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Look at verse 24 of Matthew 21. "And Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things." So Jesus said, "You know what? I'm going to ask you one thing. And if you can tell me, then I will answer you also." So look at verse 25. What Jesus said to them. He said, "The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" Jesus, that's a question from Jesus to them, to the religious people. "Baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, the word said, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him?" So if we say John's baptism was from heaven, then he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? Look at verse 26. They continue to speak, those religious people. "But if we say from men, if we say from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet." If we say that John's baptism was from men, then what? We fear the multitude, for they saw John as a prophet. They count John as a prophet. So look at verse 27. "So they answered Jesus and said, we do not know." Because people of God, they came among themselves and they reasoned among themselves. If we say that John's baptism was from heaven, he will say, why you didn't put your trust in what John was saying? Why didn't you believe the word and repent? But if we say it was from man, we fear the people. For the people knew, the ordinary people knew that John was a prophet sent from God. They count John as a prophet. So they could not say John was doing this from his own rational mind. This was coming. John was called as the forerunner for Jesus Christ. He was the one that Isaiah prophesied about in Isaiah 40. People of God. And we see he came to herald in the Messiah King. He came, people of God, preaching repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But we see where the religious people failed to believe John. So they said to Jesus, we don't know. So they did not have the answer for Jesus. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Neither do I have an answer for you. I won't tell you by what authority I do these things. So Jesus, who is all wise and all knowing, knows how to silence his critics. They were trying to trap him with their questions about by what authority he's doing the good works that he's doing. People of God, it is good sometimes not to answer our critics, but to ask them a question instead of answering them. So we see, people of God, the religious leaders were not able to answer Jesus. And so Jesus was not obligated to answer them either. So we see, people of God, that it is very important that we have the right motives in whatever we are doing. We have the right motives. Their motives were not right. They were trying to trap Jesus. They were trying, people of God, for him to say something that they could say. You know, they could have something to say against that. But Jesus, who is all wise, he knows the hearts of men. He knows us more than how we know ourselves. He knows when we are true. He knows when we really want to learn. He knows, people of God, everything. He knows the state of our hearts. We can't hide from him. He's the all-knowing God. And when we come to know him for who he is, people of God, we give him the reverence, we give him the praise, we give him the adoration that belongs to his great name. And we walk, people of God, in awe of who he is, because he is omnipotent. He can do all things. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's present everywhere, people of God. He's immutable. He cannot change. So we have to know him, know his essential attributes, and walk in awe of who is he, of who he is. He's the Supreme One. He's greater than all, people of God. He's God. So let us not come and try to twist his word, but let us stand in awe of his word, and let us do what he says, hear his words and do them. And let us walk in humble obedience to his will. So we see, people of God, Jesus did not answer them either, but he was telling them that truly John came preaching repentance. John came preaching, and the ordinary people listened to John, and the ordinary people repented. But the religious people who were hardened in their hearts failed to repent, because they did not believe the word that John was bringing forth. The ordinary people saw him as a prophet, and they believed the prophetic words that he was bringing forth. They believed that they should turn from their sinful ways. But people of God, if we are wrapped up in religion and caught up in religion, we believe that we already have it together. We don't need a savior. So why should we be saved? Come to believe in him, because we think we already saved. Religion cannot save us. Christ Jesus is the savior. So we have to put our trust in him. The word of God said, he is the way. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So remember, the word of God tells us that John would scold them. John the Baptist scolded the scribes and Pharisees. And he said, not because you have Abraham for your father, you think that you are exempt from this salvation. That's what he was really saying. I'm paraphrasing. People of God, we have to understand that not one of us is exempt to say that our good works can take us in. Our good works cannot take us in. We have to put our trust in the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the righteous one. He is the only one that is mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to deliver us. He is our rescuer. He came to rescue us from the slave market of sin. We were wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in sin, but he came and he rescued us. As many as receive him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. As many as accept the word of salvation, as many as accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So people of God, we have to put our trust in Jesus Christ. They did not want to listen to John the Baptist, the forerunner, who was speaking about Jesus. One who's coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to unlatch. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we see John the Baptist came preaching repentance. Repent of your sin. Turn from your sinful way. Preparing the hearts of the people for the Messiah King. How many of those religious people came and believed? No, they were there coming to spy out John. To spy out John when he was baptizing in the River Jordan. They came as spies, not to receive salvation. And John said, you generation of vipers, who shall warn you of the wrath to come? So we, as God's people, have to understand, religion cannot save us. Only Jesus Christ can save us. And he is the way. So let us run to him. Let us come to him. And let us put our trust in him. So we see in Matthew 21 verse 28, the word of God continues. But what do you think? A man had two sons. So Jesus continued to speak. A man had two sons. He was giving the parables of the two sons. A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." And verse 29 said, he answered and said, "I will not." But afterward, he regretted it and went. Look at verse 30, people of God. Then he came to the second and said, "Likewise." And he answered and said, "I go, sir." But he did not go. Jesus asked them this question. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you that the tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you." People of God, they had the right answer, you know? Because they thought, we have it together now. When Jesus asked them the question in verse 31, which of the two did the will of the Father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, "Truly, I say to you, that the tax collector and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you." Well, look at verse 32. "For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him." So Jesus, we see, gave the parable of the two sons, where the first said he would not go to work in the Father's vineyard. But afterward, he had a change of mind. So the change of mind is very important here, people of God. When we have a change of mind, repentance is truly a change of mind. We turn from our sins and we turn to God. So we see they had a change of mind. Even at first, they said they wouldn't go. They were just there living in sin. But after a while, the word keep coming to them and they had a change of mind. And they went. But the other son, people of God, the religious son, he would not go. He said he would go and did not go. He said he would go and he did not go. That's the problem. He said he would go and he did not go. So Jesus asked the religious leaders, which of the son did the will of the father? And they answered him correctly and said it was the first son. So Jesus made it clear, people of God, that he was referring to the tax collectors and the harlot as the first son, who was resistant at first to receive salvation, but eventually did. They had a change of mind. But the religious people, hiding behind the mask of religion, said, yes, they would go, but did not. They did not, people of God. They chose not to believe. They chose not to put their trust in the word of God. So Jesus said that the tax collector and the harlot will enter God's kingdom before them. They thought that they were so righteous, they had no need to repent. But the tax collector and harlot saw their need for repentance. They took heed to the preaching of John the Baptist and repented of their sin. But the religious people, blinded by religion, failed to see their need for salvation. They failed to see their need for salvation. God bless you here this evening. As we come to the end of our session for this week, we will continue from verse 32 next week, God's willing. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for reminding us, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We pray today in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that we, O God and mighty Lord, will turn from our sinful way and will turn to you wholeheartedly. Have your way in us, O God. Cleanse us and make us whole. And help us to walk in truth and holiness as we continue to look to you. Have your way in us, O God. Minister to us, O God, collectively and individually. And give us a heart that will say yes to you at all times. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet.